You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We've been asking the question, does it really take a village? And that's from the 1996 Hillary Clinton book by that title, where she argues that it takes a village to raise a child. But we've seen from the Bible that God places children into families. And in fact, the very first children were placed into a family before a village was created, before the civil government was created, before social agencies were created, families were created. And this is God's design for children to be raised. And so we should do everything that we can to support families, including our own. And we've looked, though, at some government policies that actually discriminate against families and lead to poverty. And we've talked in recent weeks, and you can review and look at the previous sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. But you can actually review and look at some of those previous sermons. In recent weeks, we've talked about children at the border. We've actually looked at how the current border policy is leading to unaccompanied minors being separated from their families, being brought to America unaccompanied, without gangsters bringing them over. The girls are being raped on the way. Some kids, so young that they can't take care of themselves, are just being dumped over the border. There's even accounts of children being kidnapped from families in Central America because other people think they can get here easier if they kidnap them. And we've also looked at how the policies that we have of allowing illegals to come into the country actually does harm to those and places them in danger. We've also looked at defunding the police and how this has affected children and families. And we've looked at criminal justice reform. And that's what we're going to continue on to right now. Right now, this morning, there are fathers that should not be in jail, but are in jail in America. And we have created a justice system that predominantly is based on jailing people who do what is wrong. Now, some of the judges and prosecutors today are actually calling for leniency, and they're actually calling to let's release the people from jail. And we've reviewed some of the outcomes of that, where people have been released from jail, and then some people within 24 hours, actually, one man within 24 hours actually beheaded a woman within 24 hours of being released from jail. Just letting someone out of jail doesn't fix the problem and doesn't make someone's heart right and doesn't teach anyone responsibility and doesn't restore the victim. Biblical justice actually does a few things. It actually teaches personal responsibility, not only to the person who commits the crime, but to all of society. Biblical justice restores the one who was stolen from. Biblical justice restores the victim, unless the victim is killed, but there's still punishment that is brought about that actually reduces the chance that other people will suffer the same fate. We also see that this actually again reforms and brings about reformation in the life of the criminal. And so we're going to actually continue. One of the things that we talked about from Exodus chapter 22 2 weeks ago, We talked about what happens when in different types of theft. And biblically, today in theft, and I talked about the guy that wrote us bad checks at our computer business. He went to jail. We paid taxes, and other people paid taxes for him to be arrested, prosecuted, tried, and actually housed in jail, fed, and even provide clothing—not that it's clothing that you would want to wear, but still clothing. Might not be food that you want to eat, but it's still food. Might not be great health care, but it's still health care. We paid to provide that. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. The Bible instructs us to pray for those in authority over us. In America, we also have the right and responsibility to vote for those in elected office. September 21st, the city of Port St. Lucie is holding a special election for mayor and city council, District 3. FloridaVotesValues.com has produced a voter guide for this special election. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to find out where the candidates stand on issues that matter to you. Again, that's FloridaVotesValues.com. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for A Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience. You don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Right now, live here on A Faster PC Radio, and we are here. Again, you can call the studio, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can give us a call. You can actually chat into the, or type a comment, type your question into the comment section of our live video going on right now over at Facebook. And of course, we are here ready to answer your questions. We want to help resolve your computer problems as well. And, you know, one of the things that we want to do is not only do we want to help you answer your computer problems, but we also want to help help you with
you know, whatever questions that you have. And we have technicians that are standing by ready to work on your computer. So when you have computer problems, hey, you need a faster PC. You know the drill. We are here. We're ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. And of course, we're ready to help you with whatever computer questions and problems that you have. Now, one of the questions that we have had quite a bit recently is we've had quite a few people asking us actually about some issues that they've had happening, and we're going to be answering some of those, you know, because there actually are some new threats that are out there, they're kind of not new to us. We've seen them, but they're new to some of our people. We're seeing these quite a bit, and some of our customers are actually falling for the scams. What is happening, and you may have, I would imagine that probably a lot of you, if you have an email account, if you have an email address, you probably have received some of these emails. Well, the emails may say something like, your Norton bill is up for renewal, and we're going to charge you $495, or, you know, some amount that really is quite a bit more than what Norton would cost. It might say McAfee, it might say another antivirus company, but this is what we've seen. We've seen these messages, and what happens is people actually, there's a number. Call this number if you don't want to renew. Well, some of our customers are asking us, should I call this number? Is this legitimate? Is this something that we actually pay for? Is this something that we need? Is this the antivirus that you selected for us? Well, you know, if we selected an antivirus, you're going to pay directly through us. The only time, sometimes we do have some of our customers sign up with Malwarebytes, which is not really antivirus, it's anti-malware, although they do now claim that they help you with viruses as well. Of course, all the antivirus companies claim they help you with malware as well. One of the things that we find is that Malwarebytes does a much better job of protecting against malware. The antivirus companies, not so much. Well, one of the things that we've seen again is that people are falling for these scams, and some of our customers are actually not just asking us whether to call the number, they're actually calling the number, and we have a computer in our shop right now where the customers not only called the number, but they allowed the scammers into their system. So the scammers said, well, we need to get into your system, make sure everything's running right. So I'm not sure exactly what they said, but they convinced the people to actually let them into their computer. And what happened when they let them into their computer is that their system was compromised at that point. So they brought it into us to make sure that we can make sure that anything, any changes, any remote software that was installed by the scammers isn't there, that the scammers can't get back into their system, because this is something that you don't want scammers to be able to get into your system. You don't want to open up the door, and this is what is happening basically. When you call that number and then you allow them into your computer, it's kind of like, you know, unlocking the front door, leaving it open. Having a sign outside that says, you know, please come in and burglarize my house. This is not something that you want to do, because you're letting in really people that you don't know, people that you don't trust. Now, sometimes they may say they're from Symantec. They may say they're from, they may say they're from one of the other companies, McAfee. They may, They may say that they're from Microsoft. It doesn't mean that they're from Microsoft. I was talking to someone yesterday and they said, well, you know, yeah, I was on the phone with Microsoft. And I said, well, were you really on the phone with Microsoft? Because it doesn't, what you're describing doesn't sound like what Microsoft would do. You have to realize that there are bad people in the world that want to separate you from your money. And what they'll do is they'll come into your computer. They'll maybe show you the event log. They'll show you, well, you have these errors on your computer. You need to take care of this. So and then you see, well, you know, hey, I need to take care of this. Well, we can do it for so much money a month or so much a year. You know, if you pay us $300 a year, we can take care of all these problems. What they are doing quite often now is they're actually trying to get people to go to the store and buy a gift card. So you go to the store and you buy, let's say, an Amazon gift card or a Google gift card, an Apple gift card, whatever they're asking you to get for them. And then you come back and you give them the number and they use that. That money is immediately transferred off of that gift card, and then there's no way you can get the money back. It's gone. You bought the gift card. You gave it to them. We had one customer that one of these scammers called him up and said that Russian hackers were trying to get into his computer, and that he needed to go to the store and buy a gift card. And they listed a particular gift card. I don't remember exactly the one that they asked for, but they wanted him to buy a gift card. And then they were going to use the number on the gift card to encrypt his data so that the Russians couldn't get his data. And he went, he bought the gift card. He came back home. He read them the number. And they said, well, that number didn't work. We need you to go to the store and get another gift card, a different type of gift card. And the store didn't actually have that type of gift card. And someone at the store said, are you sure that this is legitimate? Are you sure you're actually talking to someone that is legitimate? He wasn't. He was talking to scammers. He called us up. He called a Faster PC up because he knows us. We're his computer provider. And he called us up and had us come out. We removed the remote access that the scammers had in his system. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to get that money back because he had bought a gift card and they had scammed him out of that. Our customer whose computer is in the shop right now, they actually got into her computer, and from her computer, they were supposedly showing her a whole bunch of vulnerabilities. And one of the vulnerabilities that they showed her was that her system, they actually were able to get into her bank account. They were able to log into her bank account, and they were supposedly showing her vulnerabilities. Well, what they were doing is attempting to transfer money into their bank account, from her bank account to their bank account, and her bank caught it, and her bank contacted her. And thankfully, she didn't lose money from there. Thankfully, she also was new enough, was bright enough to know that, hey, it's not good to go out and buy a gift card and give it to these people. So, you know, we'll talk about, you know, a little bit more about how you can protect yourself coming up.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show, or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Ready to resolve your computer problems as well. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, A Faster PC Radio will answer your computer questions. And of course, we're here, we're back, we're ready to answer your questions. And we were talking a little bit, and we do try to alert you always. We try to alert you to the various scams that are going on out there. And the thing is, there are a lot of scammers. There are scammers that want to separate you from your money.
And they're not legitimate. That they're not going to help you. What they're telling you that they're going to do, they're not going to do. The problems that they're quote unquote showing you are not actually physical problems. So this is not something that, you know, you don't need to call those numbers. So, you know, if you get, you never want to just call a number off of an unsolicited email. So you get an email, especially if it's for a computer service that you don't subscribe to. The problem is a lot of people don't really know what they subscribe to, you know, because, hey, you know, we just let a faster PC take care of that, or you know, we let our IT people take care of that. But you need to make sure, you know, try to, you know, reach out to us. You know, if we're your computer service provider, call us, watch this show, learn, because, you know, we try to always alert you to the various scams that are going on out there. We don't want you to fall prey. You know, if you pay for service, we want you to actually get something for that service, as opposed to giving money to a scammer that's located in a foreign country that's going to be difficult to understand, they're going to show you things that are quote unquote wrong with your computer that really aren't wrong, that don't need to be fixed, that don't need to be addressed. They're going to tell you, you need to get into this. They're going to try to get into your bank account. They're going to try to get you to buy them gift cards or whatever. You want to protect yourself from this. And this is something that, you know, again, I receive on a regular basis, these types of emails. You know, your service, I even get emails. And another one is actually from quote unquote the Geek Squad. Now, we know the Geek Squad is from Best Buy, and they do have a service. You know, you can provide them a certain amount of money each year and you can get service from them. By the way, you could do the same thing from a faster PC if you wanted to. You don't have, and by the way, our prices are, you know, we're affordable. You know, compare us to what they would charge you. You know, see, we can actually provide you, I believe, better service. I believe we can, you know, we do provide good quality service, and we provide it at a reasonable price. But the emails claim to be from Geek Squad. Hey, your service is up for renewal, and it's going to be $500 for the year, and, you know, we're going to charge your credit card. Call this number if you need to make any changes. Well, you know, if you don't have that service, or if you don't want your credit card to be charged for that much money, or maybe you do have that service, but, you know, you're not used to paying $500, you might be tempted to call the number. Well, what should you do instead? Because rather than just calling the number on this email that you don't really know whether it came from, who it says it came from, whether it's Norton, whether it's McAfee, whether it's Geek Squad, you know, whether it's, you know, from whoever, you want to actually go to the site, the website of the person or the company that says that they, that they're sending you this email. You know, if the establishment has a retail store, go to that store. You can go to their site. Their sites typically have chat where you can actually chat with the people. They also have typically, you're not only going to get chat, but you're also going to be able to get in there and find out, you know, well, you're going to have chat. You're also going to have typically email that you can email them, or a phone number. You know, phone number is even better, because then you can actually talk to them. And, you know, but if you're chatting with them at their site, it's really probably a safer way of doing it. Chatting with them or calling them is probably the safest way. You know, skip the email, because, you know, it's difficult for someone, and we've shown you guys how to do this, how to check an email and look and see whether the links are valid. And I actually, I don't know, let me just look through my email real quick and see if I can see a scam email. coming in. I actually have not yet. I did actually get rid of some spam earlier. So, but sometimes there's some things that slip through. So I'm just gonna see if there's one of these scam types of emails that is in my account. And so far, I'm not seeing one. So maybe I was just a little bit too quick to get rid of spam earlier. But you want to actually, I can show you an example from a legitimate email. Let me see if I can show this. Well, I don't know that might have, because that doesn't have a link that I can see. So, but one of the things, let me show you this. So this is, I'll switch over to a full screen, and I will describe this for those that are listening on the radio that aren't watching the video, and just remind you that you can watch this at your convenience. And if you wanted to, skip forward to this point, I mean, if you watch it right now, you won't be able to skip forward. But if you watch it right after the show is over, of course, if you're watching it right now, this is the part you might want to watch. But if you're watching it later on, and let's say you only wanted to watch this portion, well, just skip forward to this portion. You know, the show goes live at about 8 after 10. We're at 31, so you just subtract 8 from 31. You're going to be going to probably minute 22, 23, somewhere in that range, and you'll actually see what we're talking about. But I'm actually showing you a email, and this is from MailWasher, which is MailWasher Pro, which is an anti-spam software. I've shown this on the radio. I actually check my email in this before I normally receive my email through Outlook. But before I receive it in Outlook, I actually check it with MailWasher. MailWasher, by the way, is free for one account. If you want to have more than one account, you can pay for MailWasher. And we have paid for MailWasher. We actually used MailWasher before they even charged for it. And we, donated some money to them. And then they gave us some licenses. And then the company sold, they sold out to another company. And we had to buy licenses again, even though we had already bought licenses the first, were given free licenses. Those only worked for a certain period of time. And then, anyway, we have our licenses for this software. But we use it to help get rid of spam. Now, what I'm showing is what you want to do when you receive an email. You want to see whether is this legitimate or not. Well, one of the things you can actually look at is you want to look at the links. So this particular email I have on the screen is from USAA.com. Now, USAA is a credit union. They're a credit union for people that have served in the military or from their family members that have signed on because of their relationship to the person that served. And so I actually did not serve, but my dad did during the Vietnam era. He was in the Air Force, and he's been a USAA member, and I signed on through my relationship with him. Now, this email actually, comes, and by the way, when you receive a scam email, it may say it's from USAA or from Bank of America, or from PNC, or from Truist, which used to be either BB&T or SunTrust, Chase, whatever the case is, they're going to mention, maybe a bank or another organization. Well, they don't know whether you have an account there or not, but they know that a percentage of the people that receive that email will have an account at one of those sites, one of those banks. And if they put a fake link in there, then they could actually trick you into going to a site that looks just like your bank's website. It's going to be designed to look exactly like it. You type in the username and password, it's not going to work. You type it in again, it's not going to work. Type it in again, it's not going to work. What's really happening? That's called a phishing scam. What they're doing is they're actually trying to trick you into going to that site, typing in your username and password. They're capturing what you're typing. So even though they're saying, hey, this doesn't work, they're actually capturing what you're typing, and they can then go to use that information to go to your bank website and log in. Of course, you might have two-step authentication configured. We'll talk about that a little bit later if we have time. I know some of you guys have two-step authentication for some of your accounts, and sometimes for some people that are older and this technology is not something you grew up with, sometimes it can be a little bit tricky to use two-step authentication, but it does provide you with an extra layer of protection. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But back to the email. So you're looking at an email here, and when you're looking at the email a lot of times will have links. So we can actually click, point to this link. Now this link says it is to http://e.usaa.com, and then it has a whole bunch of other characters after a slash, and there's other slashes and characters and equal signs and all kinds of stuff in there. There are other links that also start with http://e.usaa.com. But one of the things that you want to realize is that just because the link says that it's from a certain address doesn't mean that that link will actually take you to that address. For instance, you can create a link that says it's going to bankofamerica.com, but really, maybe it goes to bankoftheamericas.com, and it's going to look just like, I'm just making that up. I don't know that that's a spam or a spoof website or a phishing website or anything like that. I'm just making that up off the top of my head. But just realize that, you could actually be going to a different website and it could look like the official website, but not be the official website. So what you want to do, you want to hover your mouse over the link. When you hover your mouse over the link, you're going to get a pop-up that's going to come up either right below your cursor or down below at the lower left-hand corner, depending on the application that you're using to look at the email. It may look a little bit different, but that will actually show you where the link goes to. And you want to look and compare the URL and make sure it's the same URL. Now, the most important part of this, by the way, is the part that comes right after the http://. And the absolute most important part is the part that comes right before com. So if, for instance, you had this link actually went to usaa.iscamyou.com, you would know, you should know, you need to learn, and I'm explaining to you that iscamyou.com is the domain, not USAA. So whatever comes right before com.com is the actual domain name. Anything that comes before that, let's say right after the slash, this e dot, that's actually a subdomain of USAA. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. And of course, we're coming back ready to answer your questions as well. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com
And we have a link there that says Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. And we've been talking about how to protect yourself against some of the scams that are out there. And again, you know, no matter how many times we talk about this, we still run into people that just don't know, that don't, you know, that are asking us, that are, and that's why we're bringing this to you, is because several of our customers, several of our clients are asking, and some of them have fallen for this, and you want to protect yourself from this. And we were just talking about how you can look at
links in an email, how you can actually look at those links. You can see whether the links are legitimate or not, whether it actually goes to the website or not. Now, on that issue, let me actually look through my email application to see if I can find an email, and I'm sure that I probably can. Just open it up. But one thing that I wanted to let you know is that most emails that you actually receive actually do not, the links will not be enabled by default. And the reason for this is to protect you. Also, images by default will not be shown. So this is something that you just need to realize. And there typically is a button to enable the links and to enable. I think I have one up that I can actually show you. Let me look. I just want to make sure that I'm not exposing anyone's info. Let me get to a link. Well, you know what I'll do? I'll open up one of these links, one of these emails. That way that's all that you see. Just so, you know, I don't want to expose anyone, any of our customers' email addresses or anything like that. I just want to protect everyone. So anyway, I'm using Outlook, Microsoft Outlook, and this is Microsoft Outlook 2007. I know it's an older version, but it still works. So I'm using it. I'm being safe with it. But I'm going to show you an email. So this is an email. This particular email comes from Newt Gingrich, and if you look at the very top, it says, click here to download pictures to help protect your privacy. Outlook prevented automatic downloading of some pictures in this message. Now, one thing you need to realize is that, first of all, a lot of people don't subscribe to the emails that they get. Like, I have never subscribed to an email list from Newt Gingrich, yet I get emails from Newt Gingrich. You see also here it says no images, click here. So that would actually show you the images. One thing you need to know about images in emails is that almost every major company or political person or whoever they are that you're receiving email from, they are going to have a small image in the email for purposes of tracking. So if you actually show emails, they will know that not only is your email address a good email address, they'll know that you looked at their email, and you'll be more likely to receive those types of emails in the future. So if that's not an email that you want to receive in the future, you don't want to actually show the images. But let's say this is something, you know, let's say it's from your bank. And again, we showed you how to actually look. So, you know, if we look at, you know, here's a link, sign up today for this special event and receive a free bonus gift. Well, if I point to that, it actually tells me the address that it's going to go to. That pops up above it. It might pop up below it, depending on where you are in the page. And if I look at it, it actually does go to newtgingrich.cmail19.com. Now, there is an interesting thing. This is an example. Now, this probably is legitimately from Newt Gingrich, and he probably is using Cmail or, you know, some sort of mailing service to send out this email, and that's probably their domain. But this is an example that the Newt Gingrich, it looks like this is actually coming from Newt Gingrich. And again, it probably is. He's probably just using a third-party application to send out the email. But the cmail19.com is actually the domain. And it's possible that this is just a scam, that this really didn't come from Newt Gingrich. It came from someone else. So, you know, typically when I see something like this, even if I think it's legitimate, I typically will not enable the links and the images just to be safe. And, you know, I mean, I can't call Newt Gingrich. I don't know him well enough. I mean, I've seen him once or twice, but I don't really know him to say, hey, you know, pick up the phone and call him and say, hey, did you send me this email? He wouldn't know whether he sent me that email or not. He probably has other people that do that. You know, this is the Gingrich 360 team, you know, and I can click here and I can look at this. And again, the link goes to C19.com. So it's newtgingrich.c19.com. There's other links that in other images that just aren't showing up here. And I can actually, you know, again, point to those and see where they're coming from. So this is a good example of this. By the way, if I click on any of these links, they're definitely going to know that I received it, and I'll be more likely to receive emails not only from Newt, but he'll probably sell my address to other people and that are similar, and they'll get my, you know, I'll be on their list as well. Another thing you don't want to do with junk email, and I'm not saying whether this is junk or not, but you know, everyone can make up their own determination of whether something is junk. But if you're getting email that you didn't subscribe to, you don't want to have it. Well, one of the things you can actually do is you can unsubscribe. Every email has an unsubscribe button. Now, I'm going to recommend that you never click that unsubscribe button. And this probably, you know, I don't know if it's way down here at the bottom. And this email's got a lot of stuff in it. But anyway, you know, they're typically, yeah. So there's unsubscribe right down here at the bottom. And again, that goes to newtgingrich.cmail19.com. So if we unsubscribe to this email, well, they are probably going to, as long as it's a legitimate firm, they're going to unsubscribe us. But guess what? They know you got the email. Before you unsubscribe, they didn't know that you got the email. They know that your email address is legitimate and you actually are getting their emails. You ask them to unsubscribe, which they will do, but I can guarantee you that you're going to be added to a whole bunch of other lists. They're going to add you to some list. They're going to sell your email address as, hey, this is a good email address. And they actually open up emails. And so they're going to sell your email address. And again, I'm not saying necessarily that Newt Gingrich would do this or that anyone else would do this, but there are definitely the unscrupulous ones would do this. You know, again, I didn't subscribe to it. An email list from Newt Gingrich. I just started getting them because I've been to, you know, I signed up I went to a political meeting one time and my address was captured. And then all of a sudden I get for the rest of my life, as long as I have that email address, I'm going to get emails. You know, again, most of the time when I get these types of emails, I'll filter it out, through my mail washer program, and I'll just delete it from my mail washer program. But I was interested in some of the topics that were in this email, so I let this one come through. Again, right now, because the images are blocked, the pictures are blocked. Right now, they don't know that I received this email. But again, if I show those images, they're going to know that I received it and that I looked at it. So you just have to kind of calculate that. But you know, if you're at your bank website, you know, or you get an email that's from your bank from your bank, you would want to show the images. But before you do, look at the links, just like I've done here today. And I'm describing this, you know, for those that are listening on the radio. Again, you can watch this on our Facebook video. But just hover over the link and look at where it says it's going to. In this case, it's not going to newtgingrich.com. It's going to newtgingrich.cmail19.com, which means that cmail19.com is the domain. So this is not an email that I'm going to show the images to. Even if Newt Gingrich just hired another company to send out his email, and they happen to have this domain, cmail19, I'm not going to do it. You know, it's too risky to do this. So that's something that you just have to, you're going to have to make up your own mind about that. But let's say this said it came from my bank, and let's say my bank was bankofamerica.com. Well, I would want to point to the links and make sure that they're actually going to bankofamerica.com, not bankofamerica.somethingelse.com. Because whatever that somethingelse.com is, that's the actual domain name that I would be linking to. So again, you want to make sure before you enable images, before you click on a link, make sure it's legitimate. And if you receive an email that says this is an invoice for some sort of service, well, don't take the word of that email. Don't just believe that that's there. And you can send something to a faster PC if you want. We can take a look at it. We can say, well, this is not legitimate. You know, we this week we had at least two of our customers that did that to us, you know, and we these are customers that we have an ongoing relationship with. You know, we bill them for a time, and you know, it only takes a few minutes to look at it. And you know, so they got billed for a few minutes worth of labor, and basically that could have possibly saved them from having their entire network system attacked by scammers if they would have called the number and let them into their system. You know, they know enough to check with us, and we just said, no, it's not legitimate. So, you know, you could do the same thing if you're not quite sure, but hopefully we've learned, we've shown you, we've taught you a little bit so that you can actually know, and you can actually see and learn from this.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. here on WPSL. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Criminal Justice Reform That Restores Victims and Teaches Responsibility, Part 3. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for a faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to a Faster PC radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1. Just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1, Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista, and we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
You need a faster PC.
The Bible instructs us to pray for those in authority over us. In America, we also have the right and responsibility to vote for those in elected office. September 21st, the city of Port St. Lucie is holding a special election for mayor and city council, District 3. FloridaVotesValues.com has produced a voter guide for this special election. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to find out where the candidates stand on issues that matter to you. Again, that's FloridaVotesValues.com.